Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Welcome to Thursday. We're almost there. It is the eve of Friday. Almost into the bank holiday weekend, which most of Friday, by the way, will be a weather warning washout as we kick off the jazz. But hey, jazz and in the rain.
Exactly. Everyone
dancing up Oliver Plunkett Street. A couple of years ago, I think they had flooding on Oliver Plunkett Street for the Jazz Festival.
Yeah, I remember that.
Might be a bit of that tomorrow. 3 days until the clocks go back, by the way. 2 days till the Jazz in Cork. 100,000 people rocking into our glorious city.
Do you know what? It's kind of already started now, isn't it? They start kind of like floating in on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You see a lot of polo necks and chin stroking going on. Fellas looking up at the clouds, looking for the flutes. 69 days to go until it's 2025. So the year is absolutely flying. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Wayne Rooney. What age is Wayne Rooney?
Wayne Rooney is 42.
39 today.
Okay, sorry, Wayne.
Still in the 30s. Drake, the rapper from Canada, is 38. And PewDiePie, the Swedish YouTube star, is 35. If you've got kids on the internet on YouTube, they know who he is. On this day, Victoria, in 2011, the world's population hit 7 billion.
Wow.
7 billion people. And it sounds like a huge amount of people, 7 billion, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if you put everybody standing side by side, everyone on the earth, standing side by side, it'd just cover Munster.
Is that true?
That's 100% true.
I feel like you've just made that up.
No, honestly, that's true.
Is it true?
It's the size, the landmass of Munster, everyone standing shoulder to shoulder.
That is actually crazy.
So when they tell you that we're like the world, like we've too many people on the planet. No, there's plenty of room. Plenty of room. So
my mind has just been blown by that fact.
Get your jiggy on, lads. Plenty of room.
Yeah.
Inappropriate breakfast. When going to a hotel, they often serve a traditional breakfast. You know, when you go down, your traditional breakfast, you go for your Mediterranean breakfast of fruits and whatnot.
That's right, yeah.
Go for your
cereals.
Coronary toast. Heart disease, Irish fry up.
Yeah.
So they've put together a list of alternative breakfasts that you can get in some hotels.
Okay, come around on, the I love world. Talking about food. Let's go.
Grilled cornflakes.
What? Sorry, what?
Grapefruit in a bap.
No.
The full Irish breakfast smoothie.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh.
That sounds like something that'd be on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
All right, lads. We put 9 sausages and 8 rashers into this. It's exactly what you get, wouldn't it? Porridge on toast.
No. What's wrong with people?
Waffles on toast. Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch. It's a muffin topped with poached eggs and slices of a British actor. Now serving at your local hotel.
There you go.
Declan Rice is the Premier League's most attractive footballer, we're hearing this morning. Not over here, he's not.
No.
So they've put together a list of the iGaming site Gamblino analysed player images, and apparently Declan Rice has the best looking face. He got an 8.57 out of 10.
There you go.
Along with people like Philip Bling, and who else is in there? A couple of the Man United heads as well are quite handsome, according
to
this.
There you
go. And finally, speaking of dates, Hollywood star Leonardo DiCaprio has broken his golden rule.
Oh, God.
He has wooed an older woman.
Has he?
She's not 27. She's 33. What's
going on? He's not feeling well.
So Hollywood star Leonardo DiCaprio has broken his golden rule. The 49-year-old Oscar winner has developed a reputation for dumping women before they hit 26,
that's
actually.
Right. Oh, 25. Oh, 26,
but
yeah.
His new lady is an actress and singer, Tenanya Taylor. She's 33.
Wow.
Well, now. We're turning Cork red again this morning. We have been given the honours of launching the brand new Cork GAA jersey for the new season. It arrived under Secret Service type delivery yesterday.
Under armed guard, lads. Armed guard.
And I was warned, if this leaks, snipers on the roof will be taking you out. So we opened it up in the last hour, had a little bit of a look at it. And this is her.
It is gorgeous.
It is.
You liking it?
The big thing is the white collar.
So we've gone back to the collar. I'm getting serious Dermot O'Sullivan rock vibes.
I think it was 2000 last time we had a white collar.
Was it? Yeah.
And I'm really loving the detail on the print on it as well, because it's got an old map of Cork.
That's the coolest bit, I think.
We have Queenstown there.
Yeah.
from the, where the Queen Vic lives.
Does it actually say words on it, or
it
is
does,
it just
yeah.
Oh wow!
I've got there. I've got Carrigaline in Irish. I've got where else have I got? Just Baltimore. Hello.
That's very cool.
It is
isn't
really,
it?
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
So if you want to have a look at it right now, you get the sneaky peek review. Hop on Red FM's Instagram. Have a little jump through our stories. There's a few little bits and pieces there, and you'll get to the end of it. And supermodel Rory O'Hagan,
oh yeah,
has been modelling the brand new jersey. Sports Direct have it for sale, and you can get it from O'Neills.com as well.
It's very nice.
And you know the kids are going to want this for Christmas.
Yeah.
So is this it? Is this the jersey that Sam and Liam are coming home in?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
No doubt about
is
it.
Is this the one?
That is the one. It's the collar, man. It's the white collar. It's doing it for me.
It's the collar of glory.
Yeah.
So it has gone for more of a retro-y look, but the brand new jersey, if you are a Cork GAA fan, you can check it out right now on our Instagram. Go to Cork's Red FM, leaf through the stories. Jake should be putting up a little bit of a reel there as well for you to look at. Now, I would like to present to you Rory O'Hagan.
Oh buddy.
The very first Cork GAA jersey of the new season is now... Will we give it to Rory? Will we?
Of course we
will. There you go, Arshin.
I shall wear it with pride.
Aww.
It's only because I need to drop about 4 stone to fit into it. But she's all yours.
Thanks, buddy. That's
I'm somewhere between 2XL and live at the Marquee. That's
up Cork.
That's my size. Anyway, the new jersey is out on O'Neills.com and Sports Direct.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Go on, Queeveen.
No, what a performance last night. Some unbelievable set.
Is he going to hang around long enough to be the Liverpool number one?
I know
Addison, Addison is still injured, but...
I think he'll be snapped up before then. I think a big club is going to take a punt at him.
Cork City FC?
Yes.
Pretty big club. Morning, gang. Morning, Kelly.
Morning.
Morning, Victoria.
Morning.
Okay, so nightclubs, we're hearing, they're telling us this morning, will be a thing of the past by 2029.
Outrageous.
It's at the level that they're closing down and just not in existence. Cork was one of the best clubbing cities in the world.
Yeah.
20-odd years ago. There was 8 or 9 clubs going non-stop and they were busy every weekend. And you could just choose, like you could go to 2 or 3 different places.
You could, yeah.
The question I asked you this morning, what was the club you grew up in? And what was the tune that you can remember from back in the day? Yeah.
Good morning, Red FM. The nightclub I grew up in was Sidetracks.
Nice.
And the best song ever was The Ball and Chain.
Ball and Chain, boy.
The club that I used to go to was Sir Henry's. The tunes... don't know, but I always remember wearing a white top in Sir Henry's, and I came out of the club after the night and I had a footprint on my white top, and I have no idea how it got there.
Amazing scenes.
Was that on the front or the back? So evidently you hit the ground for some particular reason.
And someone stood on
someone
you.
Someone trod on you. All right, hello? What have we got?
Ladies and gents, it gives me great pleasure as a Corkonian to say I never, ever... ever frequented any single one of those places, and the more you're calling out there, the more I am going, well, thank God for that.
Hey, well, listen, you have more brain cells than the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly.
As
yeah.
a result. Vic,
yeah.
What have we got?
Lads, Red's Bar,
oh, yeah.
And then Coco Club. Red's DJ was Jim Lockard, a.k.a. Neil Prendeville.
Oh, Jimmy the Lock.
Oh, Jimmy.
From Burr. Cubans for me, lads. The smell of farts in there would power Cork City for a week. Great crack, though, Paul.
Yeah.
We've got Sidetracks has come in loads of time. Also Spiders.
Spiders. And the club that used to serve chicken curry at midnight was Sidetracks Nightclub. When they, you see, again, there's no such thing as a nightclub license.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant license with an extension. So the government insisted that food was served at 12 o'clock. They used to bring out this big pot of prison slop.
Lass.
And horse it out. And people would be like, oh, Jesus, that's lovely.
Why did they get rid of that?
I don't know. It's like,
I think it was probably a good idea.
At the time. Oh my God.
I know, but it saves you the trip next door.
Does it?
That's
yeah.
true.
To the
very
kebab
true.
Shop.
Save a fortune on chippies.
Very true.
Ladies and gents, it gives me great pleasure.
To play your message again.
Hello, folks. I suppose my first job, I worked in Burgerland in Patrick Street in the 1977. So we stopped going to Coco's and Carousel. They were the days, lads.
They were the days, yeah. I wasn't around for Coco's, that's for sure. We had Garby's, the king of cheese clubs.
Yeah.
And there's Sticky Carpet.
Chandra's is another one that's come in a lot. Apparently that was the Grand Parade Hotel.
Yeah. Okay. Waxy's nightclub. Yeah. I know nothing about Waxy's. The Tiki Lounge. Where was that?
Tiki Lounge. In the Maradike.
Oh, right.
And Barbusha.
And the catwalk and Bondi Beach. They had a famous beach party there where they brought in heaps of sand and paddle pools. Yeah. Place was crawling.
How did that go?
Place was crawling
with what? Just crawling, lads.
What was the club? What was the tune? 086-8104-106. Because they're dying out. We're going to have no nightclubs in a few years, apparently. We need a nightclub revival. 8:36, Hector's on the way, and we've got 200 grand for you to get your hands on. We'll do that next morning. Sit down, stick on TG Cahir tonight, because Hector is back.
With KC.
Hector O'Hookagon McGraw, how are you?
First of all, Casey, for a man who had a bit of a head cold yesterday morning, you told me he was going home early. You're a soldier. You're a soldier of the dawn.
Poor old Vic had me the Vic's vapor rub out. You said uni flu, the old one too.
Yeah.
Great job, yeah. Hector. Great job.
I felt your pain, but I'm listening to you this morning. Just unbelievable work. Congratulations. Because it's not easy for a man to battle through that.
It's for the people. For the people of Cork, Hector. You know the crack.
Absolutely.
Hector.
And you're driving it again this morning. So well done. A soldier of the dawn.
So the old soldiers of the dawn. I was one back in the day. You're missed on Breakfast Radio, but thank God you're not there anymore because you'd be competition for me, kid.
Yeah. Hey, I was listening about your discos. In Navan, we had a couple of discos. We had Spiders and we had Diamonds, but in Navan we had a nightclub called the Hippodrome.
That sounds like something out of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
it sounds like something out of literally New York in 1974. It was a split level dance floor. We thought we were really cool in Navan. We had a split level dance floor, so you could be on the lower dance floor and then you could walk up the steps to the higher area. All the John Travolta boys were up the top.
And let me guess the tune.
So, in Navan, you could have a load of farmers in on a bus, then you could have a wedding, and then you could have a load of boys dancing away, loped up, drinking bottles of water.
Jawbones flying. So urban.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What a tune!
It's kind of. We were talking about the reason we're talking about nightclubs, Hector, is because nightclubs are dying off, and they're saying in the next 5 or 6 years the club scene will be gone. Me and you went to Ibiza for a week with clubbing.com. Do you remember that crack?
Oh my God! 400 Irish people and 25 DJs going to Ibiza. What could go wrong?
Wow!
Hector did a TV special out there.
Did you?
It was all with the GPO nightclub in Galway back in the day.
There was a few people that never even left their apartments. The jet apartments.
they didn't even see a bit of sunshine.
I was trying to make a documentary about clubbers, and I knocked on the door of this apartment, and these lads hadn't left the apartment in 6 days. It was like a zombie movie. What, they hadn't opened the curtains.
Oh my God! Listen, come here. Tell me, I'm delighted you're back in the telly tonight. Hector is out in the Caribbean. Now you're not really digging into the traditional idea of what the Caribbean is for us. Tell us what you discovered when you went out there.
Well, my mother always used to say, "Oh, you're off gallivanting again."
Yeah.
What a great word, gallivanting. So we've been gallivanting through the Caribbean. It's nearly 17, 18 years since we're in Cuba. We were there to tell, no, 20 years.
Yeah.
We were in Cuba for the first time and we wanted to go back and we wanted to go down through the Caribbean. Remember that Cuba is only 60 miles off the coast of Florida, but yet it could be in Timbuktu because the Americans have been strangling Cuba since 1959. There's no trade, there's no medicine, there's no food coming in. And Cuba's on its knees at the moment.
Yeah.
Just to put it into perspective, a doctor's making 25 quid a month. And if you get an antibiotic off the doctor in Cuba today or you have to go on the black market on an Instagram page to buy your antibiotic.
You're joking.
There's nothing there.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
If you want to download the Peaky Blinders, you knock on a door and you give in a USB key and you give a US dollar and you'll download the Peaky Blinders on a USB key. And we'll show you all this on the show. If you want to buy fairy liquid, you have to knock on another door because it's a black market economy.
The economy is completely collapsed over there, so.
It's collapsed. The military government are running it. And unfortunately, it's just the logistics and the country is struggling. But somehow, the Cuban people,
Yeah, they're resilient.
Beautiful, yeah. Effervescent, resilient against challenges. And it is, I'm telling you now, and I've travelled the world for 23 years on TG Car, if it's on your list to go somewhere that will blow you away.
Yeah.
And not stay out in Varadero in a four-star hotel like in Negril or Montego Bay in Jamaica, but stay in Havana and you will not regret it. It's probably one of the most vibrant, beautiful, safest cities in the world.
Wow.
And when we were there, we realised, right, lads, you know what we're going to do for the first time in 23 years? We're going to make two shows, one in the city of Havana and one in the countryside, in honour of Cuba and the history and the passion and the music and the energy of the country.
Isn't Che Guevara a descendant of Galway? Or am I imagining things?
Yes, Che Guevara's great-grandmother, yeah, she's a Lynch from Claregalway.
Yeah.
She was born in Claregalway, and then they moved, the family moved to Argentina. Che Guevara was born in Argentina with Irish blood, and he was a young doctor who travelled through South America. And as he moved through South America, way back in the day, he didn't like the way the Americans were meddling in the affairs of different South American countries. When he was in Panama, he met a couple of people. He met the Castros. They headed on a boat to Cuba, and they started fighting the Americans, and then they started fighting for the country. And that's the story of Che Guevara. So we went to Santa Clara on the show.
Whoa.
But to think that he, a Lynch from Claregalway, in County Galway, was the great-great-grandmother of Che Guevara.
That's actually fascinating.
It is. You can see all of that tonight. TG Cahir, 9:30 p.m. Hector is in the Caribbean. Yeah.
Is there any countries you haven't been to, Hector?
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to push the boat out. We did Siberia, Mongolia and all that trip, and Malaysia and Papua New Guinea last year. Like, we're always trying to, with the maps and 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours of TV, we're trying to just find a different journey to bring the audience on. And I think people respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I think since COVID, people have an appetite for travelling to different places. Plus, we're not TripAdvisor, we're not Google. We won't say, look at this lovely hotel.
Yeah.
What we want to do is get out with the locals. In Jamaica, we're out with the locals in really remote places. It's the same all the way through the Caribbean. People have an idea the Caribbean is all pina coladas and palm trees, but there's another side to it where people are struggling.
Yeah,
there's a lot of countries that want independence from our neighbours across the water.
Yeah.
Colonisation. And they want reparation. They want compensation. The Spanish came in their boats. Christopher Columbus came and he took everything. And the Spanish took everything from the Caribbean. And there's still a lot of anger and a lot of feelings about what happened in the past and what's happening in the future. So hopefully we'll show a different side of the Caribbean.
Listen, check it out tonight, 9:30 p.m. on TG Cahir. Hector's back. His shows are always incredible. And thanks for chatting to us, buddy. I can't wait to see you soon. We might meet in a nightclub up in Navan one of the days before they close.
Bring back what do we want? A disco floor. When do we want it?
Now! God bless, Hector. Slong the fold.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know. €1,000 pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Who have you got there, Vic?
Gorgeous Tracy.
Hello, gorgeous Trey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Not
You're
too
gorgeous.
Bad.
Do you know that, Tracy?
Stunning. Stunning,
thanks,
girl.
Vic. Likewise.
Yeah.
Tracy, how long does it take you to beautify yourself in the morning when you're up and about? What's your world record?
I actually don't wear makeup anymore. With my job, I can't wear makeup.
Oh, really? What's your job?
My job is I'm a chef.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll get all melty and drippy.
Tracy, do you have to wear one of those dodgy hairnets?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, they're a bit funny looking, those things, aren't they?
I see the lads with big beards wearing the beard nets and they look hilarious. Just huge, big things.
They do.
Where are you working, Tracy?
I work in a nursing home in Blackrock.
Oh, very good. I was going to say we were going to call in for a munch, but not for another 30 years. But hopefully he'll still be there.
I hope so.
All right. Listen, Tracy, you know the drill. What are your speciality questions here? What do you know the most about? Music? Movies?
Music.
Music, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it and see how you get on. 10 out of 10 is going to get you the grand.
Let's play in 3, 2.
Jay-Z is married to who?
Beyonce.
Question number two. Which American president was the president before Joe Biden?
Trump.
Question three. Who is the Man United's manager?
Ten Hag.
Question number four. Skater Boy was a song by who?
Avril Lavigne.
Question five. What supermarket is the Jersey sponsor? Or sorry, what supermarket is the sponsor for Parky Queeve?
Super valiant.
Another GAA question. Who are the jersey sponsors for Cork GAA?
Sports Direct.
Question number 7. Aaron Paul played who in Breaking Bad?
The professor.
Throw a guess.
Aaron.
It's one of the characters. Oh. I need the character name from Breaking Bad.
I don't know.
Guess. Throw a guess.
Starts with a J.
James?
Question number 8. I Used to Love Her and the N17 are songs by what Irish band? I Used to Love Her. I Used to Love Her.
Is that the name?
The Saw Doctors.
Oh, Christ.
Saw Doctors are coming to Cork next summer. The tickets will go on sale tomorrow. Jesse was the answer to number 7, Tracy. Aaron Paul plays Jesse in Breaking Bad. You got Sports Direct, Super Value, Avril Lavigne, Ten Hag, Trump, and Beyonce. And then we ran out of time. I'm so sorry.
You did so well, though. Well done.
You're brilliant.
Thank you.
Tracy,
thank you.
It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Get yourself something nice. And we would love to have you back as always. Any day you're feeling like a bit luckier than today, give us a shout.
Brilliant, guys. Thanks very much.
What's on the menu for this evening, by the way? What are we serving up?
Bacon and cabbage.
Oh, bring it on. Vic is making wafty noises. Well, you are a vegetarian. You wouldn't be a fan of bacon and cabbage. By the way, Tracy, did you know that Victoria is a vegetarian?
Why? Tracy doesn't need...
That's okay.
That doesn't affect Tracy's day.
Until it's 2 in the morning and she's in McDonald's hammering double cheeseburgers.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. What was the club you were hanging out in and what was the tune? Somebody's telling me Reds and the tune was... Pitbull, Give Me Everything. That and Rihanna played 16 times a night. Cubans, I don't think I was ever in Cubans. Cubans, was that at the back of Havana Browns?
Definitely in Cubans.
Oh, actually, I was, yeah. It was definitely. Gorby's was famous for the sticky carpet.
That's right.
Stevie Wong on the door, the greatest bouncer in Cork. If loving you is Wong, I don't want to be right.
Yeah.
What a legend from Jonathan. Sir Henry's best club in Cork, according to Trish. The thing that I love the most, and I always... Henry's was coming to an end when I rocked into Cork.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
And the thing I loved the most about it was the air conditioning. You'd be standing on the dance floor and fresh water from the toilets would be dripping down the back of your neck.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God. They thought of everything in Henry's, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mangan's as well. Yeah. Was Mangan's the place that had all the mirrors and when you were a bit wobbly, you'd walk into yourself?
That's right. Oh, no, I thought that was Cubans. Mangan's, I'm getting mixed up then.
Mangan's had a load of mirrors and I think people would be standing up going, you look like me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was Mangan's. I'm mixing them up. Mangan's is where the... what's the restaurant that's there now?
Oh, yeah. I think it's where...
It's on French Church Street, the corner there.
It's where that British pub is, Witherspoon's. Upstairs right. There, was it?
That's right. You're right. It was covered in mirrors.
Yeah.
And it had a lift. And people spent all night going up and down in the lift.
Fellas asleep in the lift all time, all night. Mangan's to Pav Cubans, according to Jackie. Reds, and the tune was House of Pain.
Oh, yeah.
Which usually led to a bit of a fight on the dance floor. That was, you paid in for the fights, didn't you? It was part of the entertainment. Yeah. And
Chandra's.
I don't remember
Chandra's.
Wow, you're going back here now. Yeah. Simple Minds alive and kicking, according to Eddie. Good Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, so what club did you hang out with when you were growing up? Nightclubs are dying. They'll be gone in a few years, apparently, according to this. 7:41 in the morning. €200,000 you could open your own club, could you?
You could.
Rent a little gaff. You could go old school warehouse rave. You wouldn't have to make it too fancy at all.
That'd be cool, you know.
Right, if you want to win an incredible amount of money, it's going to go tomorrow between 3 and 4. €200,000 guaranteed going into the bank holiday weekend. So what you got to do if you're not in for the draw already, text the word red to 57557. That is red to 57557.
Something like this, if you're always waiting for someone to say, oh, you're pulling your leg, you know.
I don't want to pull your leg, John.
150,000.
Bang on the money, John. Congratulations. Well done.
Still hard to believe.
I know you don't believe a word that's coming out of my mouth at the moment. It's €150,000. We're so delighted for you.
Great stuff.
Once upon a time, John O'Sullivan was listening to the radio. He entered the cash machine, and that's John O'Sullivan picking up a cheque for 150K. Tomorrow, we're going to hear somebody pick up a cheque for €200,000. €200,000 is going to go. And best of luck. I hope it's somebody that's listening right now, or you're an old Red FM Breakfast faithful. We're due another winner on the show. We've had two big winners that were listening to us. We need another one.
We do.
We have manifested this win for Red FM Breakfast. So good luck, everybody. Text RED to 57557. When you do, it will cost you €2.50 to enter this game. You must be over 18. And you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. T's and C's at redfm.ie.
I'm actually shaking.
You will be absolutely shaken as well if we call you tomorrow. It's going to happen between 3 and 4. The second thing you do when you enter and get confirmation is set a reminder. Be listening to Red FM tomorrow afternoon, and Ciara Revins will make that call. You're going to hear it all play out live. You will hear somebody going in to the bank holiday weekend with €200,000. Best of luck.
Life-changing cash for Cork.
Red FM's Cash Machine. Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
I'm loving all your nightclub memories coming into us. We'll get back to those just after 8 o'clock. The Yum Yum Club and Nancy Spain's. The song was Gusto, Disco's Revenge. G-Man, what a tune. Club Effects, tune was Crazy in Love from Caroline Mangan's. The tune was Madonna, Like a Prayer. Yeah, you were praying to get in and praying to get out.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM. It is Thursday morning, the 24th of October. What's going on in showbiz?
Okay, Kim Kardashian has revealed that her eldest daughter, North, bought her an unusual birthday present. Now, I just want to point out before we play this clip, this cost $30,000.
Is that all? Jeez.
$30,000.
Bit tight, isn't she?
A necklace, have a listen.
Oh, wow. $30,000 on a necklace.
Okay, and North got me the...
Sorry, this is her daughter.
Her daughter, North.
10, 11?
Yeah.
Where's she getting $30,000?
Who knows, lads, but she spent $30,000 on a diamond necklace for her mum, but there's a twist. Have a listen.
Okay, and North got me this diamond necklace that says, Skibbity Toilet. Wow.
And love, North. Okay. Same one. Because you love Skibbity Toilet.
I do. I do.
Yes.
Like, I'm still trying to get to the bottom of Skibbity Toilet in my house. I don't know what it is, where it comes from, or what it means.
Lads, what is it?
It's a TikTok thing, I take it.
Is it?
Skibbity Toilet.
That's all my boys talk about.
Yeah.
I think it's a cartoon. But anyway, she spent $30,000, lads, on a diamond necklace, and on the other side she engraved Skibbity Toilet.
Things you can do when your mum's worth $3 billion.
You see, $30,000 to them is like spending £300.
It's just dropping a fiver,
quid.
You know.
Probably £30. Barack Obama obviously has been talking about Eminem, because Eminem introduced him at a Kamala Harris rally. This is ahead of the US election.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem introduced him, and then this is how Barack Obama reacted. Have a listen.
President Barack Obama.
I don't usually get nervous, but I was feeling some kind of way following Eminem. Now, notice my palms are sweating, knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on my sweater already, mom's spaghetti. I'm nervous, but on the surface I look calm and ready to drop bombs, but I keep on forgetting. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, he's so cool and hip. Isn't he so cool and hip? Don't get me started on the amount of countries that fella bombed as well while he was in charge. Let's not go there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.